coming in now into some mindful movements. So let's just take a moment and really plant our feet on the earth. Can you feel all the touch points at your feet? And you might find it helpful to raise your toes, flex them upwards if you're able, and then feel the balls of the feet, the metatarsal heads, and feel your heel. And then let your toes come down. And really plant in the feet. And then feel the sensations up through your legs. And when you come to your knees, can you gently pull up your kneecaps? It is possible, bringing a little bit of contraction into the quads, the muscles at the front of the thighs, and yet keep your toes planted. And then pulling up gently through the torso, through the hips, the pelvis, up through the back and the chest. Raise your arms up, back, and downwards. Give them a nice roll a few times. Let's also now roll in the opposite direction, up, forward, and downwards, making sure the feet are planted. Breathe with it. And then let's do one last roll up, back, and downwards so that we've got the chest gently lifted, the back nicely straight. Let your arms dangle. Let your shoulder blades gently flatten to the back. And feel the body breathing. Make sure your knees aren't tight. A little pelvic tilt can help to prevent that. And yet the kneecaps are up. So we're not just standing here in a sluggish way, but rather in a very deliberate way. And we take good care of our head and neck. So let the head and neck be nice and neutral. With your eyes open and looking outwards. And this posture is called mountain. And can you breathe into it? A living, breathing mountain. Feel the breath through the whole body. And then let's do a few stretches, inhaling, raising the arms up to shoulder height, press the palms flat outwards, stretch across the chest. You see my palms are as flat as I can get them. And I'm pressing a little backwards through the chest, all the while feet are planted, knees are slightly bent, pelvic tilt. Chest is lifted, but shoulder blades are down. Shoulder muscles are down. Inhaling, raise the arms straight up overhead, palms facing. And take some nice full breaths here. Can you feel the stretch all through the torso? Up through the arms, through your fingertips. And then inhaling and slowly exhaling the arms downwards. And when you get to the bottom, Roll your shoulders up, back, and downwards, back into mountain. Raising one arm up overhead, let the palm turn inwards, stretch up through that side, little bend in the same knee, raise your opposite heel if you feel able, drop the opposite shoulder, vertical stretch upwards, we're not leaning, and breathing. Like you're picking grapes, just out of reach, or that light bulb you can't quite get. Breathing. Inhaling and slowly lowering that arm and the heel. Back into mountain, roll the shoulders up, back and down. Breathing. Inhaling and raising the opposite arm now, same pose. Feel it as you raise it. Not in a hurry to get to the top. It's all part of it, the movement. Raising the opposite heel, dangling that arm, that opposite arm. Full vertical stretch upwards. Spread your fingers. Inhaling, slowly lowering the arm, lowering the heel. Feeling it as you go. And roll the shoulders up, back and down into mountain. Plant your feet. Pelvic tilt. Breathing. Bringing compassion to this body. You may not have had enough movement over the past few weeks with the holidays. It's okay. Now there's movement. Inhaling both arms up overhead, palms to face. Tuck your bottom in and then exhale to one side. A little bit of a C shape. Working within your limits, keeping the arms parallel as you're able. Inhaling upwards and exhaling to the other side, same thing. Feeling the stretch on the side. Inhaling upwards, nice and slowly. And exhaling the arms downwards, shoulder roll back into mountain when you get to the bottom. Hands behind the back if you care to. And let the chin come down to the chest. Little gentle semicircles back and forth. And if you care to, holding an ear towards a shoulder, adjusting the clasp at the back as need be to heighten that stretch, or just do little semicircles. Careful, careful with our necks. Breathing. Mind wanders, we notice and we bring it back. No biggie. If you've been holding an ear, you might care to gently, slowly release it. A few more little semicircles. And when and if you're ready, doing the same thing, holding the ear to the opposite shoulder. And adjusting the clasp behind your back as need be. and breathing. And then slowly releasing the clasp, slowly letting that ear come away from the shoulder. A few more semicircles so that you don't end up with a kink. And bringing the chin back to the center and then raising it back to neutral. And roll the shoulders up. Back and down into mountain. And just notice how it feels to have engaged with those stretches. And seeing if there's some particular stretch or movement that your body needs. And engage with that over the next minute, and then I'll ring the bells. And take a little longer with whatever you've been engaged with. And bringing yourself back into mountain pose. And just noticing body standing in this nice, strong, grounded posture. And you've stretched a bit. And how does that all feel? To feel a little more on the earth, a little more a part of the earth, a little steadier, more stable. And listening to the bells to finish.